USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rescheduled from Wednesday because of bad weather, tomorrow NASA and SpaceX will have another try at sending the first astronaut crew from American soil into space in nearly a decade. And NASA Chief Jim Bridenstine says,
"There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons."
Referring to that Wednesday decision to scrub the launch when a tropical storm was off the coast, now the two astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are set to lift off aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule tomorrow at 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time. It was a third night of riots and chaos in Minneapolis, including a police station being set on fire by protesters angry after an unarmed black man died in police custody earlier this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Americans' personal income and personal spending fell more in April than analysts were expecting. Government figures out this morning showing personal income down 10.5% last month. Personal spending dropped by 13.6%. Experts had forecast a 6.6% drop in income and an 11.4% decline in spending. The figures for April showing how the coronavirus and shutdowns are taking bigger and bigger bites out of the U.S. economy. Double-check what you might believe at first is junk mail in your mailbox. It seems some people are mistaking their stimulus payment for junk and throwing it out. It's in a plain white envelope, and there are no federal markings on the exterior. It only says Money Network Cardholder Services. There's also no check inside. The IRS sending out prepaid debit cards instead. Nearly 4 million of them were mailed last week, according to the agency. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he'll work with the Trump administration to assess the need for additional coronavirus legislation in about a month. He told reporters that a new coronavirus bill, in his words, ought to focus on jobs and schools. He says the bill will look nothing like what he called the $3 trillion grab bag that House Democrats passed last time. McConnell saying the next bill would fix the mistakes that were made in the CARES Act and will provide liability protections for schools as well as hospitals. Most of General Motors' 48,000 furloughed hourly workers are going back to work next week. The automaker is to begin increasing production at its pickup and SUV plants around North America beginning on Monday. The factories then to expand to 3 shifts next week. CVS Health is testing driverless vehicles for prescription delivery. CVS working with robotics company Neuro to test the prescription deliveries in the Houston, Texas market beginning next month. CVS officials saying there's been an increased demand for prescription delivery. And the Coachella Music and Arts Festival is still scheduled to happen later this year, but sources say the festival might not end up coming off at all. The festival has been postponed already to October. Sources from Bloomberg say organizers are asking artists about their 2021 schedules with an eye towards rescheduling the fest. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.